expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Here we go. Welcome to another show on the Might Radio broadcast. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. We give God praise for another Saturday faithfully on this thing, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock every single Saturday. I'm on my game. I don't quit. I don't bend. I don't bow. For the kingdom of God is constant. It doesn't give up. It doesn't look at others, what they're doing. You stay fixed on your target and you will eventually win. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. I give honor to the Spirit of Christ. Also, welcome to my Might Radio show here, Tamina Jones Fish, which is my spiritual student, my spiritual daughter. She's one of my team at M318. This M is for you, and looking forward to everybody tuning in. We got a great show for you today. A lot of stuff I got to cover. I want to first of all give honor to the Gillespie family. As you know, today I had to be a part of a service where we buried my cousin. And yes, that's my cousin. May not be by blood, but by love, because we grew up together so close to Mr. Ernest, to Dwayne Gillespie, one of my best friends, to Greg Gillespie, to the whole Gillespie family and friends. We do give honor to you. We're praying for you. We know that Ernest Gillespie stepped into heaven 47 years young, and we know that he's in heaven with his mother. And so we're just so great to know that God knows everything. He doesn't make a mistake. He knows how to allow things to unfold. So we give God praise today. We also give honor to Pastor Barry Graham, who preaches behind off at Canaan Baptist Church today. Barry Graham preached today like he's losing his mind. And he preached about Sneak Tip, which was the nickname to Ernest Jr. And so I'm honored, you know, a little sad today because, 47 years young. You don't want to see him go to heaven that early, but God decided to allow him to come to heaven. So we're just so grateful to be here today. I wasn't going to miss my show. I'm here. Stay faithful. God bless you, Rose Brown. God bless you, Maria. Maria, praying for your mother. Thank God for you putting your hand on your mother, Maria. Maria, and ministering to your mom, even though she took a little fall. You command healing. So we thank God. Also to my president, President Christopher B. Johnson. Thank God for you tuning in today. Ed Reyes. We just so glad. I got a lot to cover today. As you know, I'm on this goal. I'm talking about my book, 177 Laws of Might. And I want to talk about a chapter in the book that deals with health and wealth. Health and wealth. I want to talk about some healing things. And I'm going to be more religious on my mic broadcast versus the book itself. The book gives you principles of truth and doesn't really quote a lot of religious things. But I'm going to give it to you from the biblical setting where I get the laws from in my book. So when you buy my book, it doesn't quote scriptures and Jesus' name and all the things that, you know, that say you're saved or you're going to hell or heaven. That's not what my book is about. My book is communicating truths that can change your life and empower you for the better. But today I'm going to show you some biblical texts and show you some things about health and fitness that will blow your mind that's inside of your Bible. And I really believe that the Bible really gives you the roadmap to life, how to live long, how to keep yourself healthy, how to avoid things like heart attacks, strokes, all types of diseases that hit the Egyptians but should not hit the Israelites. I'm going to show you some real strategic things. I covered some of this before a few months ago, but every time I read it, you get more revelation, you learn more, and I thank God for my SITU body, KOMMSOFG, Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church, the I Am Initiative, you name it, I'm in the middle of it. I give honor to my wife, to my kids, who I call Tuan, Micaiah, my adoptive daughter Malia, to all the rest of my, just so many people who just encouraged Pastor Mike. I'm very grateful and honored today. I got a lot to cover. So I need you to get your Bibles. I am going to do some scripture reading today. So please go to the book of Exodus chapter 15. I'm going to show you how to keep yourself healthy. And these are some of the laws from my book, 177 Laws of Might. Now, I don't like it when I'm given information and knowledge and wisdom and you don't take notes, you don't practice it. So when sickness and disease come, you can't blame God, you can't blame the devil. You have to obey the things that are in the biblical script so you can understand the benefit of staying healthy and strong. And I've learned a lot more now at the age of 54 than the age of 40. You know, and your body will tell on you after you reach a certain age. See, while you was young, you did a whole lot of stuff, didn't take care of your body. And then you get over that 40 mark, that 45, 50, your body start telling on you, man. So you got to get yourself back in that gym, stay in shape. And I've been going back to my workouts lately. I'm on a 10-day Daniel's fast right now. I'm dealing with some fruits and vegetables. I've cut back. I'm not drinking any Pepsi Colas, all right? Yes. And I'm cutting back. I'm going to cut that fat that's in my stomach and bring it down to muscle fat, healthy fat. Fat is good as long as it's the right level, and you want to have a certain amount of mucus in your body, a certain balance level. Not too much excess mucus causes all sicknesses and all diseases. A faithful and a constant statement made by Dr. Sabi while he was alive. He says we get sick because of excess mucus, too much mucus in the body. And so you got to get mucus out of your body. Pneumonia is anything but mucus inside the lungs. Mucus is backing up in your lungs, and people die from pneumonia, die from plaque, which freezes down the brain, causes Alzheimer's and all types of brain disorders. And keep in mind, I'm not a doctor. I'm giving you only what I call health advice. So always check with your physician. So I'm not going to be held accountable for anything I teach health-wise. I'm giving you my advice and personal insight. And so I always try to advise you biblically, but make sure you always check with your doctor and check with your body and make sure you follow what your doctor tells you. I'm not telling you to stop taking medicine. I'm telling you what personally works for me, and prayerfully, biblically, it'll work for you. As you already know, I got a book coming out this month called 177 Laws of Might. It's a 318-page book. And I don't cut the coffee. No, I'm going to tell you why. I'm glad you said that. No, what you cut is the white sugar in the coffee. They have discovered that coffee with a pinch of baking soda and honey is actually good for you, all right? You don't want to drink too much coffee. Coffee has great benefits. There's always a controversy in the medical field about coffee. And I really believe that coffee has the benefit as long as it's not white sugar in the coffee. I'm going to talk about that. Glad you showed it to me, President Crystal. You could put a pinch of baking soda and organic honey inside of your coffee and drink it, or put some cream in it and drink it. It's good. It will cut fat, give you energy. It's pretty good. Now, some doctors will fight you on that, but I come to find out coffee works very well for me. What works bad for me is Pepsi Cola. And that produces the fat in the stomach, the Pepsis. And so I'm cutting out all Coke for the next 10 days. One time I cut it off for a few months, and then my stomach dropped. And so I want to show you some benefits biblically of how this whole health and fitness thing unfolds. Hello, Elder Lisa Brown. God bless you. It's in for you. My only doctorate student in my school is Elder Lisa Brown. And Cynthia Jones Easton, my assistant president, aside to you. Go to Exodus chapter 15. I'm going to show you about 9 or 10 things just today that are in the Bible. Hello, Sarah McDuffie. God bless you. I think you're family, Sarah. All right. God bless you, Sarah McDuffie. I want to show you some stuff today that's in my book, 177 Laws of Might, and one of the chapters deal with health and wealth. And I talk about that the truest level of wealth is your health. And if you got $10 million in the bank, but you died of cancer, that don't help you out too much. You know, you got $100,000 in your savings, but you got $200,000 in medical bills. That's, you got money, but it's not wealth. Wealth is one's ability to stay healthy and strong enough to live out your life and able to have every need met, and have riches that are rich towards God and not towards self. And so you're going to learn that God teaches a lot of these health principles from the book of Exodus. Now take your pen and circle Exodus, and it's spelled E-X-O-D-U-S. E-X, the first two letters, represents exit, to go out. Exodus, to go out that door. So when you read the book of Exodus, it is the exiting from the land of slavery, the land of the Egyptians, and headed for Canaan, which is in walking distance. It's amazing, right? But God took them the long way so he can train and equip them. If he took them the shortcut, they probably would have ran into people that know how to fight by war, and Israel would have gave up. So God took them a long way. That's why one of the terms of being healthy is obey the journey. Stop trying to rush something. Stop getting stressed because someone reaches a certain place before you get there. Don't get mad at someone because they got the raise first. They got married first. They fell in love first. You know, they got the first car, the first pair of pants, the first TV, and you trying to outrun them, trying to outbeat them. Forget it. Done. Too much stress. Let someone live the life they live, and when they get someplace that's great, clap for them and celebrate them. Allow God to unfold his greatness in you as he takes his time and do what he has to do in you. In my book, I talk about pacing yourself. I also talk about the power of a hurricane versus a tornado. Or a tornado can drop down in the middle of a city real quick, run down the street, destroy houses on both sides of the block, and a tornado can last less than 10 minutes and tear up everything in a few minutes, but it blows in, blows up, blows out. But a hurricane takes its time. It takes the time for the eye to form. It moves slow, but its arrival is the most powerful thing on the planet, that thing called the hurricane. And so I had to choose one of the two storms to represent a level of power. It is that of a hurricane, which moves 74 miles per hour. And I talk about the superstorm. I talk about Sandy. I talk about the Frankenstorm, how these different combinating factors made this storm so powerful that was able to baptize New Jersey. It shut off gas stations. People were in line. You know, you had to stand in line like 2 hours to get gas because that water was baptizing the whole systems. And I talk about the power of the eye, the spread of the storm that was inside of Frankenstorm or Sandy, the superstorm, was over 1,100 miles wide. Great vision, great dreams. But here it is today. I'm talking about something like health and wealth. Take your time as God teaches you about what it means to be healthy and wealthy. And I'm going to look at Exodus chapter 15 and show you some things that I've pointed out before. But let me give you some more insight on this. It's going to blow you away. Many people I have discovered in my 38 years of ministry die prematurely and go into heaven before it's time because we're violating things. That's in Exodus chapter 15. Exodus 15 gives you indirect, notice how I say that, indirect training and teaching and wisdom and knowledge and understanding so you know how to make some decisions to stay healthy and strong. And you're going to learn in Exodus chapter 15 that after the Israelites had a great celebration, a great party, they were delivered from Pharaoh and the Egyptians after being locked up for 430 years. God throws the enemy into the Red Sea. They drown. And Moses writes a song. His sisters are taking a tambourine. They're dancing. They're doing the Holy Ghost dance that's in the Baptist church I've been to on Sunday morning. And in chapter 15, I love it because it talks about the celebration. They talk about praise ye the Lord. They're saying all the nice things we say when God's taking care of us. But then in verse 22, life begins. And life is a journey. You have to pace yourself. If you plan to walk in a level of healing and wholeness, start early. My famous goddaughter, the sooner you know, the faster you go. Aaliyah Younger, she said this when she was in my class, which means how long does it take you to obey? How long does it take you to take heed to instructions? How long does it take you for you to listen to your doctor? How long does it take you to listen to your parents? How long does it take you to listen to your teachers? How long does it take you to listen to your pastor? See, it really comes down to how long it takes you to submit to instructions. And what you will learn, if you study the whole book of Exodus and then Leviticus, and then you get, of course, to Deuteronomy, and you get to Joshua, what you will see is a theme of hard-headedness, rebellion, and no one fully listens to the voice of God. And the truth can be told that a lot of saints have died before their time because they have abused smoking, abused drinking, stressed out, not living a life that increased peace, but living a life that increased stress. And sometimes you can't tell when someone is slowly dying or deteriorating due to their lifestyle. And I'm not here to point fingers at anyone. I'm trying to teach you on my show how to start coasting and enjoying your latter years. I'm telling you, what you did at 20, you probably can't do at 40. I don't care how well you're in shape. What you did at 20, your body probably can't handle at 50. And I'm telling you, you will learn after a while that if you don't stay in shape, if you stay on top of your game, your body will tell you can't do what you used to do. It's amazing how I can drop something on the floor. It's like it's a task to go down and get it and come back up. you know you're out of shape when it takes that much to go down. You say, forget it, I'll pick that $20 up later. That's a bad deal. That means you have to get in the gym, restructure your mindset, and really focus on what is healthy and what is wealthy to you. Now, this is one of my most enjoyable chapters in my book, 177 Laws of Might, because I talk about the laws of health. And I look at it from a spiritual point of view, a psychological point of view, an economic point of view, so that you really get the understanding what does it mean to be healthy and strong, okay? I attend a lot of funerals. I look at a lot of people, and I study people's food habits. I look at what's piled on their plate. I look at different things and see what they struggle with and understand there's a danger of what I call the three-headed white monster, which is white sugar, white flour, white salt, which are three of the most dangerous things to have in your body. You need to ask God to deliver you from that three-headed monster, which is the white sugar, the white salt, and the white flour. Anything that's bleached is dangerous. You want stuff as natural as possible. What I'm going to show you in Exodus 15 is the natural elements that God uses to train his people to become one of the healthiest people on the planet Earth. I don't have the scripture today, but Psalm says God brought 3 million people into the wilderness and two things happened to them. No one got sick, unless it was judgment, or number two, their shoes didn't wear out. I don't know who has those type of shoes that sandals didn't wear out. And these guys traveled miles walking and didn't even get sick. So I want to look at this whole Exodus 15. I'm not going to go to 16 and 17. I'm going to look at Exodus 15 and show you some things that the Israelites practiced that I believe that speaks to our ability to remain healthy and whole. So let's pray first. Lord God, we give you praise and thanks that you are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory. You give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us word, because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you energized in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the world which is to come, which is your body that feels all in all. Jesus is in heaven next to God the Father, right hand side. I sit in him, he sits in me, and we give God thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Honor to Ronald Williams, who are also my engineer on Tuesday nights, of course, at Glory Songs, www.glorysongs.net. You can post it, Ron, every Tuesday, 6 to 8 o'clock. Thank God for Keisha Lynch, my M318 partner, my daughter, and my cuz. And so we start scoring. Go to Exodus chapter 15. Let me show you something. Exodus 15 down to verse 21 is nothing but celebration, shouting, and dancing because God delivered them from the hand of the Egyptians. But here's something I want you to see. Verse 22. So Moses brought Israel, which is Moshe, Yisrael, pull stakes from the Red or the Reed Sea. And they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went, look at this. They went 3 days into the wilderness and found no water. So this was a three-day fast. Okay, hello, Pastor George Edwards. Thank you for supporting my ICU Awards dinner banquet. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor George L. Edwards. I really appreciate you coming, man. Let's continue to connect together. Let's build this past Pastor Worship Clergy on Fire to another level. Let's show some people how to really do some real ministry, brother, man of God. They went 3 days into the wilderness, which means they fasted their food. But here was the most strenuous of the fast, no water. So this was a 3-day water fast and a 3-day food and a physical food fast. And I have to ask myself a question. Why did God allow them to come out of that level of victory and then can't find food and can't find water for 3 days? And I said, I thought that was kind of mean that God didn't allow them to have any water and any food. But I did some strategic study. I studied to show myself approved. And I realized there are some physical benefits to fasting. Now, why would God put them on a 3-day fast? Let me tell you, and this is my own personal insight. They just came out of a land where there were plagues, sicknesses, diseases. The Egyptians were dying from certain things. Even though God had surrounded them in the land it was a town they stayed in, which is called Redemption. It'll come to me later. And they were protected in this little city inside of the Egypt land. And none of them got sick, but there still was diseases all around them. I believe that God allowed his people, the Israelites, to travel 3 days without water, without food, so the body can go through a healing process. And there's a few things what happens when you fast, okay? Number one, you rest your entire digestive system. You allow your digestive system to mend, to get strong because it's so used of being used. So you give it a 3-day break. It also causes your body to remove toxins out the body. And I told you before, I tell you 1,000 times, thanks to Dr. Sabi, a lot of things I've studied, some personal things I've looked into, that when your body goes over a certain level of mucus, that excess mucus can become dangerous. And that can turn into sicknesses, diseases, blindness. You could be deaf. You got to keep your mucus level at a certain level. And you don't want to go above what I call of acidity. You want to keep things in your body, your pH level, you want to keep that level at 7.0 and higher. You don't want to go 6.9 and lower. 6.9 and lower will cause your body to be like a cesspool where sicknesses and diseases can grow. You want your mucus level to stay at a certain level, and you want to keep your body purged. So one of the ways of purging your body is some form of fasting. Now, I don't suggest a water fast immediately. Now, this is just me personally speaking from American culture, and to train yourself to deal, work up to a water fast. But some type of fasting for 3 days will cause your digestive system to be healed, toxins remove, and also will improve the immunity in your body. It would give your immune system strength to fight off sicknesses and disease. I got 5 minutes before the first break. And so I'm learning here that fasting did something. So when God allowed the Israelites to go 3 days on a forced fast, he was cleaning them, he was purging them. But here's the key thing I want to let you know. While the fast was going on, it didn't feel good. So I don't know what folks get. It don't feel good. God don't care about your feelings. It don't feel good. Even if it don't feel good, do the right thing. Doesn't matter if you don't feel it. You still have to do the right thing. Even if you fall short, do the right thing. God, I don't feel good. I don't feel happy. What's I got to do anything? You don't get a permission to do wrong because it don't feel good. It didn't feel good being on a forced fast for 3 days of food and 3 days of no water. But apparently God knew what they needed. So here's something I learned in one of my laws in my book. Just because something don't feel good, it doesn't mean it's not right for you. Just because something don't feel good doesn't mean it's not right for you. I can give you many stories of people who become sporting stars or movie stars or all these folks we lift up on pedal high up in the air. I just say that, pedal stools. But when they didn't get there, they went through a process. They felt like quitting. They felt like giving up. They didn't want to go back to the gym. They didn't want to jog. They didn't want to stretch. They didn't want to restrain themselves from certain foods. Because why do we feel just because something don't feel good is not God? It could be the opposite way around. It could be the stuff we've been doing that feel good is destroying us. So God allowed his 3 million leaders to go through a forced fast of water and a forced fast away from food. And I believe this was cleaning out their toxins in their body. Because we as a people, we fuss and complain when stuff don't feel good. We start fussing at God. And look what it says in verse 23. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah because they were bitter. Marah, all right? And the place means, Marah means, is a location they came to in the wilderness, which means it's a place of bitterness. And being that they just saw all these miracles that God did, you think the Israelites would continue to give God praise and thanks. They do like most of us do in our church services to our pastors. When stuff not going good, they start complaining against the leadership. When stuff is not comfortable or stuff not working your way or it's not turning out the way that you thought it was, so you become disappointed. So you start complaining at the pastor, the leadership. You get on your phone or social media or you post subliminal messages trying to attack your leadership. I see all that stuff. But look what it says. And the people murmured against Pastor Moses, which is Moshe in the Hebrew language, saying, "What shall we drink?" And they cried unto the Lord, "Bah, bah." And the Lord showed him, all right, "Bah, bah," pointed out a tree with which he had cast into the waters, all right? And the people murmured against Moshe, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord. That's Moses cried to the Lord. And the Hebrew is Yah-bah, Y-A-H and Y-E-H. And the Lord showed Moses a tree, pointed out a tree to him, which when he cast into the waters were made sweet or sweetened. Here's another thing I teach in my book, 177 Laws of Might. The first thing that God is going to establish with his people is what type of water you drink. So you got the fast and you got what type of water you're drinking. And some of y'all are drinking dirty waters in your sink waters. I'm going to come back after this break and blow your mind about health and wealth. Remember, support my book, 177 Laws of Might. Go to my page for the Cash App and order the book. We'll come back after the break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back. We're back to the second half of our show. I'm talking about my book, 177 Laws of Might. And then when I go off the air doing my commercial, I stay online with my Might Radio family. And many of you who are watching me, I'm on these shows because of my M318 family. When you sow seed and you buy my book and you sow seed and tithes and offerings, you support so many ministries that's touching the global market. Just the other day, I was able to ship some finances to Pakistan. I opened a ministry in Pakistan. And that ministry now is growing in leaps and bounds. But guess what happened? This is what happened in Pakistan. I want y'all to catch this. In Pakistan, someone went into my credit card back in Pakistan. I was on Western Union. That's right, Western Union card. And someone went in my Western Union card and took money off of it in Pakistan. You know, it's really amazing to watch how satanic this world could be and so demonic. And so I was very careful how I send funds this time to Pakistan. And I'm sharing these truths with you because I'm trying to teach you real quick that wisdom is the key to everything. How you handle your life, decisions you make, the places you go is important to understand. Wisdom is everything. Wisdom is one's ability to apply the information accurately. That's what wisdom means in another meaning. Knowledge is the acquiring of information. Understanding is being aware of what's going on. So when I teach you things out of the book of Exodus, when I teach you things out of the Bible, I don't just teach you stuff just to prove that you're spiritual and you deep and you can memorize the Bible and you can show off to people how many scriptures you know. Come on, man. We too old for this crap. My God, I hate it. People want to learn stuff that's going to change their lives. The quality of life supposed to be improved when people meet you. That's what love is to esteem someone's life better. That's what love means, Manguel and Vivica. President Crystal and Irma Sanchez. Listen, I'm teaching these truths to you because I'm tired of seeing folks die below the age of 40. There are things you can start practicing now at 12 years old, 11 years old. Listen, Principal Vaughn, health and fitness need to be taught to those kids at your school about fasting and the power of drinking the type of water, the increase of fruits and vegetables. This is what I tell you, a lot of folk will be delivered from a lot of these mental and brain illnesses if we change our diet and change our food. It's got to become a part of our lifestyle. I'm in Exodus chapter 15, and I'm showing you something from the last break. When the Israelites came out of the land of Egypt and God did all those miracles and God delivered them from the hand of the Egyptians, the Israelites were shouting and dancing and doing the funky chicken. But then in verse 22, they went into the wilderness and they went 3 days without food or water, which was a forced fast. And I told you earlier, why would God put them on a fast? Because they just came out of a country that's full of diseases and sicknesses, and God is cleaning and washing out the body. That's what a fast does, especially a food and water fast. And I always tell you to go to your doctors before you go on a water fast or any fast. Make sure your body can handle it. When you fast, it allows the digestive system to recover. It also gets rid of toxins and improves your immunity system. All right. Because that is what fights off sicknesses and diseases. All right. So your mind becomes what I call unclogged. I believe it's a removal of mucus and plaque. Fasting is major, all right? And there's different types of fast. You can't say how long someone can handle it, but everybody to each his own. So the first thing I talked about earlier is one's ability to fast. Then after the fasting, I'm going to show you this. I'm going to mention something else I missed. Number two, I mentioned in my book, the type of water you drink. Water was available at Marah, but the water was bitter. In verse 22, so Moses brought Israel, Moshe had Yasharel pull stakes from the Red Reed Sea, and we had the Hebrew Greek Bible, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, S-H-U-R. And they went 3 days in the wilderness, 15, verse 22 of Exodus, and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah because they were bitter. So not only could they not find any water or find any food, when they thought it was water, it still was no good. So you're going to find out what happened when folks are disappointed. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah, and the people murmured against Moses. Same word for murmur is complain. Why are you complaining? You're complaining because you thought the water was drinkable. Let me tell you what will kick in complaining more than anything else. When you thought something was God and it wasn't God. When you felt that God led you, and it wasn't where God led you. It's where you wanted to go, all right? That thing turns bitter to your soul. And instead of you repenting and saying, Lord, guide me, you lash out and you start cursing at leadership of someone that's your boss. This is regular human nature. When stuff don't go your Mickey Mouse way, we have an ability to put blame on somebody else. And I want you to know that God has shown me some things about health and wealth. And sometimes blaming others has a ricochet effect. God told them, in a sense, I'm taking you through this wilderness, and for the first 3 days, your body need a cleaning. And I'm going to allow you to go through a forced fast with no food, no drinking of water, which I'm going to allow you to rest your entire digestive system, and your toxins will be removed. Now, I will admit, it's going to be very uncomfortable to your flesh. Now, keep in mind, they're walking in temperatures, maybe 100, 102 degrees. It's hot. This is the wilderness. And so you don't have any water. It's hot, which goes to show also in health and wealth is how much sunlight are you receiving outside your house. There is a vitamin called vitamin D that's highly given from the sun. Now, of course, you can go to the store or you can go to the doctors and you can get things or supplements that would give you some type of vitamin D. I believe the most powerful nutrients you can get always go back to the original form. And vitamin D, the best form, the highest form, comes from the sun. S-U-N. Notice how it's pronounced, sun. S-U-N reminds you of the sun, S-O-N. I think that's a cinnamon. When things sound the same, but it means different. And of course, sun is 93 million miles away, okay? But it hits the earth and feeds it everything it needs. It creates this thing called photosynthesis, which also helps to grow plants and help plants to grow. So being under the sun gives supernatural vitamins to your skin and to your body. And we live in a society tonight, everybody's behind TVs, watching Xbox, stay inside the house. Get your behind out the house. We played street football growing up. We played softball growing up on 23rd Street. Crash crew. Now folks don't play sports and stay inside. And I think staying inside robs you of the natural form of vitamin D. These Israelites are getting vitamin D. Watch this. They're going to get a certain level of proper water. And they're exercising while they're walking, all right? And you're going to see something else. This forced fast allowed the cleaning and the purging of the body. So I learned a few things here about sickness and diseases. If you don't clean your body, toxins stay in your body. If you do not remove the excess mucus, that excess mucus will kill you eventually. If you don't get any vitamin D, that will affect your growth, which can put you in a high level of cancer not being destroyed in your body because your immune system was designed to kill off cancerous cells. But sometimes there's a trait, and I think it's the 17th chromosome called the P53 trait that was supposed, or the P53 gene that's in the 17th chromosome that has been designed to rise up and attack cancer cells. But if it can get past cancer, if the cancer cell can get past the immune system, it can kill off the whole body. What you want to do is keep that system strong enough so that system can fight off cancerous cells. That's key. And this system, I think God sets up from vitamin D, exercising, fasting, walking under the sun will strengthen that system to fight off cancerous cells. This is very important. No, sir. Homonyms are two words that sound the same but have different meaning. Find out which ones. Well, let me see. No, sir. Homonym. All right. Are two words that sound the same but have different. Thank you. I know it's one of them. Thank you. Homonyms. All right. They're two words that sound the same but have different meanings. So you got sun, S-O-N, which is Christ, and sun, S-U-N, that comes out the sky. They sound the same but got two different meanings. But it's funny how they almost operate the same, because Christ the Son gives you the anointing, the fire that burns up sickness and diseases, and the sun out the sky feeds the body. Now, here's a strange thing about having black skin. Black skin sometimes takes longer to absorb the sun because the skin kind of rejects the sun. So even black people need to stay outside a little bit longer. But it's almost like a battery charger I have. I have a battery charger that holds about 11,000 like power volts of charging. But it takes a long time to charge. You got to plug that thing up for a while and it builds up. That's like the black skin of our body. It got to stay outside long enough so your body can absorb it and uphold it. And we're able to fight up sicknesses and diseases based on our quality of the vitamin D we receive from the sun. These are things that's in my book. They're in my book called 177 Laws of Might. I teach these principles, and these are all biblical principles. Now, the good thing is when I teach in my book, 177 Laws of Might, I don't quote scriptures. I don't go around saying I'm a Christian. I just teach laws of truth so that this book can get into the hands of atheists, Muslims, Jehovah's Witnesses, because my job is to improve the quality of everybody's life. The bonus is that people would read this and say, where is McDuffie getting this stuff from? They'll call me up. They'll talk to me. I said, I got everything from the Bible, everything. He said, show me where that is. And I use it as a witnessing tool. So my book, 177 Laws of Might, though it is a non-religious book, it teaches truths that can change lives. So what I've studied, so what I've shown you so far in Exodus 15 in this health and wealth chapter, I'm showing you that that journey started from the land of Egypt headed for Canaan. They're doing walking. That's exercise. They're under the vitamin D sun. That's hot. They do a 3-day water fast and food fast. They're cleaning their digestive system, giving the digestive system ability to rest and recover. Toxins are removed. High levels of mucus is cast out. Your immunity system is improved. Your mind is being released from clogging up mucus and stuff. This is all due to like a fast. All right. And of course, they get to a place where the water and they're thirsty. They want the right water. They get to this place called Marah. When they get there, they see the water. They thought it's the water. They went to drink it and the water is bitter or the water is salt water and they can't drink the right water. But here's something that's so deep. And I said this one time on my show. I'm going to repeat it again. This is Exodus 15, verse 25. And they started, well, verse 24. They started complaining at Pastor Moses. Where the water? Where the joy? What? Where the water? Where the water? This church folk mad when something go their way. 25, and Moses cried unto the Lord, and look what God does. And the Lord showed Moses a tree, pointed out a tree to Moses, right? And when Moses, watch this, and when Moses had cast the tree into the waters was made sweet. And this is deep. I want you to catch this. Some people teach that tree was a moringa tree. And if you go on Facebook, if you go into any store, I also sell it. I sell it. I think the best type of moringa, this little green plant, this little green that come off a tree is a, like they call it the magic type of herb or food that you eat, which contain mostly all your vegetable, contain all your vitamins and stuff. This thing called moringa, spelled M-O-R-I-N-G-A, moringa. I have a lady that actually grows this in West Africa. She sends it right over from her farm. I think I sell one of the most potent forms of it. So if you're interested, please hit me up and I'll get you some moringa. But a little bit of moringa dropped into the water, alkaline the water, and made the water sweet. There are some companies now that sell the machine called the alkaline machine, which probably costs $3,000 to $4,000. I think the market now has kind of tanked, and so you might get that cheaper now. But I give you the homemade remedy for alkalining your water. A little organic lemon, a little baking soda, a little apple cider vinegar. Drop that in your water and start to drink that twice a day at least. Cold at night, hot in the morning. Now, I'm not going to tap my Mike 120 drink today. I'm not going to go to that subject. But I'm giving you a very simple water habit to get into. Drinking water with a little organic lemon, a little baking soda, a little apple cider vinegar, and that'll be a good thing to drink because you want your water to be sweet, alkaline. Sink water can be dangerous because the level of fluoride that's in the sink water. Very important. Even, let me give you another something else. It's not good to drink water in plastic bottles, especially if it's in your car and it's hot. It creates a certain type of poison. So I'm very careful of drinking stuff that's in plastic bottles. Trust me. I'm trying to teach you some stuff to kind of help you here. And it's amazing to me that in the book of Psalms, I don't know what Psalms is, I'll find out next time, that God kept his people, 3 million of them, without any sickness and diseases. And their shoes didn't wear out because I understood the first most important quality of health and wealth is what type of water you're drinking. What is your water intake? Your body is, you're made up of 66% water, and we don't drink water. And water may come in terms of fruits, it may come in terms of tea, but you have to increase the water and the right type of water. God bless you, Audrey, a right type of water, okay? So when they come to the water is bitter. And this is what they do. Look at this. They complain to Pastor Moses. And then Moses goes into intercession and prays to the Lord. Now watch this. And I said this before. I'm going to repeat it over and over. If you see this, Miss Turner, when Moses prays, now he's praying because his church folks are fussing and complaining. When Moses prays, God does not answer the prayer the way you think he answers it. He shows Moses a tree. Moses has to get the moringa tree, cut it down, carry it, and place it in the bitter waters. How do we pray all day and don't allow God to show us the answer to the prayer? How you got all night prayer meeting, screaming and shouting, and God don't show you something that you're praying and talking about? I seen folks pray for 10 hours straight. They did all the crying, all the crying, all the weeping. And I kept saying, you think God said something while you was talking 10 hours straight? Did God show you anything? No. I'm like, it's a lopsided conversation. When Moses prayed, he expects God to answer. And how God answers Moshe prayer, that's in the Hebrew language, Moshe, he says, look at that tree over there. That's the tree. Take that tree out, throw that in the water, and the water becomes sweet, and you'll be able to drink the water so your body can become what I call hydrated. And this is very deep. Denise Turner, they don't listen because we've been taught their prayers at the one side of conversation. We're gonna call her, what's her name, to do the prayer for the family. Wouldn't it be amazing if you got one time at a funeral and you did the prayer and you say, okay, y'all, I'm waiting for God to speak back to me of what he's saying to us. Hold on. Keep your eyes closed. Keep your heads bowed. I'm going to listen to what God told me to tell y'all. Oh, by the way, this is what God's told me to tell y'all. And then at the end of the prayer, you say, amen. Go back to your seat. That would throw folk off because everybody thinks when you say prayer, it means talking. Sometimes prayer is listening. Shut up. Moses was able to pray, and then God reveals to him a tree. Another term for point out or look at is the term reveal, which comes from another Greek word called the apocalypse, which means the pulling back of the veil, pull something back to show you something. So God pulls the curtain back and shows him the tree. Moses cuts the tree down, throws the tree in the water, and the tree becomes sweetened water. As a matter of fact, they call alkaline water sweet water. When you drink alkaline water, it does taste sweet. I went to one of these water presentations of that machine that costs like $4,500. I couldn't afford it or I didn't want to spend money on it like that. But I do know when I took this type of water back and gave it to my dog, Fendi, she knew the difference between alkaline water and sink water. When I put two different types of water on the floor, she would walk past the sink water and go right to the alkaline water. Now, I thought maybe she was messing with me psychologically, so I would change the water around. But dogs got a great sense of smell. So she'd go and smell. She said, I don't want the sink water. I want the alkaline water. And she would tear that alkaline water up. I think that alkaline water really hydrates the body. I think the fluoride water we drink in our sink doesn't really give us the hydration our body needs. So our body is lacking moisture, lacking what it needs to drive out mucus, which excess mucus, according to some people, can cause cancer. So we got to have the right type of water and the right level of water. This is very key to what I'm teaching you. And I'm trying to show you these things because I really believe that a lot of times we have allowed sickness and diseases to remain in our body because we don't understand the power of information or the power of proper wisdom and understanding and knowledge. And what I'm showing you, and this stuff is in my book, 177 Laws of Might. If you buy my book and study my book, you can extend your life. You can learn a lot of things. Some stuff that folk can do little changes to cause stuff. Well, Pastor, I just went to the doctor. They just diagnosed me with prostate cancer. This book will get you moving towards healing. And I will also point things you spiritually as a pastor, which you can start doing to fight off that spirit of prostate cancer. I'm trying to tell you, don't allow someone to tell you, I got stage 4. You all say, oh, I'm going to die. Stop giving power to fear. First thing Jesus said all the time is fear not. When fear come, tell it no. That's what it means. Don't allow fear to remain. It's a tormenting spirit. Like well water, there's a definite, oh my God, President Crystal, you taking me to another realm. I don't want to go there. The well water that woman sat at when Jesus ministered to her in Book of John chapter 4, that's sweet water. Water in its most natural state is sweet. When they found the bitter water in Marah, that water was perverted and twisted. Something happened to that water. Listen, the planet Earth is actually 70-80% water, but only 30-some% of it is drinkable. So Bill Gates and his company are trying to figure out machines and things that can alkaline water. Matter of fact, some people, there's a machine that they're working on. They can take waste, doo-doo, and turn it into water. This is crazy. I wouldn't drink no doo-doo water. It goes to show how ignorant we are. We don't understand technology. That's why our people stay broke all the time. It'd be other folk like Jewish people and Europeans is always thinking of things outside the box to create billions. Health and wealth, create the first this, create the first that, and present it on an app and watch what God will bless you. I'm tired of doing the same old thing, want the same old results. Break out those limitations. I'm teaching you something right now that will blow your mind. Listen, if you practice some of this stuff right in Exodus chapter 15, just chapter 9 itself, it'll blow your mind. Exodus chapter 15, verses 22 to verse 27. All right, watch this. After the tree is thrown in the water, they drink the sweet water. Then God starts talking about ordinances, judgments. And the Bible says he set before them these statutes and ordinances. Isn't it amazing, Miss Turner? Isn't it amazing, President Crystal, that after they drink the sweet water, then God starts talking about laws and procedure? I kept asking myself a question. Well, why did you say that before they drink the water? They wouldn't have been listening. Their appetite. Oh my God, 4 minutes left. Lord have mercy. Their appetite. My show goes quick, y'all. Their appetite. Lack of water. Now think about that. Which means there's a time to preach. There's a time to shut up. There's a time to let folks eat and enjoy fellowship. There's a time you got to shut your butt down. We don't hear you preaching. Because God knew the timing to tell these people about ordinances and laws after they have this sweet water. Here is a learning tool that's in my book. Before you go to study your schoolwork or go to school, have a nice cup of alkaline water. Listen to me, y'all. Sweet water. Put a little lemon in there, organic lemon, a little bit of honey, a little apple cider vinegar, and drink that right before school. And I mean, let that be the last thing you drink or put in your body right before you go to school. Because God is smart. He allows them to get the sweet water right before he starts talking about statutes and ordinances and judgments. And then it says, and there he proved and tested them and said, if you hearken thou diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, Elohim, and you shall work that which is right or straight in his sight, and will give ear, shall hearken to his commandments, the mitzvah, and keep guard all of the statutes, I shall put none of these diseases or sicknesses upon you. All right, another term, I will not cause or allow, which I have brought or put upon the Egyptians, the Mizraim, because I am the Lord that healeth thee. See, I'm really the one that heals you, not make you sick. And he did this to test and try them. Now, this is very key here. Joshua Quinn Williams, one of the greatest soldiers in the world. God will allow you to be tested, tempted, and tried to prove you to you, so that your witness is stronger than everybody else. I'm trying to show you these things. I've been showing you different keys to health and wealth. And these things are located in my book that's coming out called 177 Laws of Might. And I gave you just a portion of what's in this book. I'm down to my last 2 minutes of my show. And I'm showing you some things here. Am I right by 2 minutes? I'm showing you some stuff here that if you start doing little things, it can make you healthy. All right, let me give you this as I begin to close. Then God starts talking about hearkening to the voice, listen to the voice, obey God. So your diet, your water, your walking outside under the vitamin sunlight, vitamin D, exercise increases the capacity to hear God's voice. Who would think that the food you eat increases your sensitivity to God's voice? It increases your spirituality, how you fast, how you handle food. They go together. This is the stuff that we don't teach in our churches. And then after they did that, they graduated to verse 27. They came to a place where there's 12 wells of fountain water. That's 12 wells of sweet alkaline water. And they found 70 palm trees. Palm trees are coconuts. So, and I'll deal with this next week. And then they had camped by the waters. I'm going to talk about hanging out by water bodies. I'm going to talk about next week about coconuts. And I'm going to talk about also about they found 12 fountains of what I call sweet water. They didn't have to throw the tree. They got to a place where the water was already correct. It was in its most original state. I'm going to deal with coconuts next week. I'm going to deal with what happens when you move by a bed of water or ocean waters, how it affects the mind. I'm going to talk more and more about your location is your allocation. Hope you enjoyed that show. Please download my Cash App. Order my book now, $25. There's 35 you can sell $100 seed. Please do it. Don't think. Just obey. I got my Cash App up. Don't forget this Sunday morning, 9 o'clock to 10:30 a.m. Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church worships at 356 10th Avenue, 23rd Street. Don't miss this. Send this stuff out. Thank you, Miss Turner. God bless you, woman of God. Hey, Sunday, God bless you. Gotta go.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.